Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. How are you today? I hope you're fine, and I will accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other soft information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we begin our program with the news presented by Annie. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency www.3325kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ani Asana with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says the key of prosperity in East Nusa Tenggara province is water. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla views candidates share Islamic approach strategies. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the key to achieving prosperity in East Nusa Tenggara province is the availability of water. That was said by President Joko Widodo when inaugurating the Roti Klot Dam in Belu District, East Nusa Tenggara province on Monday, May 20th. President Joko Widodo said that if only one dam is built in other province, 7 dams will be built in East Nusa Tenggara province, while Ragnamu Dam and Roti Klot Dam have been completed. The president said that the development efforts in East Nusa Tenggara province indeed start with water. In addition to irrigating agricultural land, Roti Klot Dam can also be used for hydroelectric power plants, tourism objects, and water supply for residents. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla personally deemed both candidates in the 2019 presidential election are adopting similar strategies to attract more votes nearing the election day. Yusuf Kalla further broke it down to a strategy widely accepted as an Islamic strategy. As quoted by Tempo.co, Yusuf Kalla at his vice president headquarters in the North Medan Merdeka Street, Center Jakarta on Tuesday said that both adopt the same strategy but implement it differently. The strategic pandering of both Jokowi and Prabowo, he says, could be observed by the incumbent's choice in picking an ulama as his running mate, while the opposition chooses to do it through activities such as massive morning prayers and other religious rituals. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said Indonesia is still to face a tough external economic challenge in 2020 because of an adverse geopolitical situation that was particularly triggered by a trade war between the United States and China. She was speaking before House of Representatives lawmakers in a plenary session on Monday when she had submitted the government's macroeconomic indicators and basic fiscal policies for the 2020 state budget. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com, Minister Sri Mulyani also said that the trade war will risk global economic growth and will weaken international trade. The minister said global economic growth will weaken not only because of the U.S.-China trade war, but because of the United Kingdom's unresolved Brexit issue and economic crisis in Turkey and Argentina. The minister said the situation was reflected in Indonesia's exports in the first quarter of 2019, which declined by 2.08% year-on-year. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has invited Brazil to invest in Indonesia's agriculture sector, especially in the development of the sugar industry. Possible investment in sugar has become one point of discussion between Indonesian Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman and his Brazilian counterpart Teresa Cristina on Monday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Sulaiman said, as the world's largest sugar producer, Brazil could invest and transfer its technology, especially in the field of sugar processing. He explained the government discussed issues about sugar plants. Brazil's agriculture minister has said that she would be open to sharing experiences in sugar processing and ready to help Indonesia. The government knows that Brazil is the world's largest sugar producer, and Brazil is eager to transfer their knowledge to Indonesia. In addition to the sugar industry, the government has also asked Brazil to open its market for Indonesian agriculture products such as mangosteen and salak or snake fruit. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is laying emphasis on the utilization of natural gas for domestic requirements to drive the nation's economic growth. Hence, gas exports will undoubtedly drop in line with increased gas utilization in the country. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Head of Communication, Public Information Services, and Cooperation Bureau of the Ministry, Agung Pribadi, on Monday said that optimizing domestic energy sources for domestic utilization is part of the efforts to enhance Indonesia's energy independence and national security. Pribadi reiterated that not only gas is the priority for meeting the domestic requirement, but also crude oil produced by contractor of cooperation contracts, which was earlier exported but is currently absorbed optimally by state oil and gas company Pertamina. It also reported absorbing 135,000 barrels per day of contractor of cooperation contracts crude oil until mid-May 2019. The National Islamic Alms or Zakat Management Agency, BASNAS, is expecting the collection of zakat to touch some 3.5 trillion rupiah during the holy month of Ramadan 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday, BASNAS President Director M. Arifin Purwakananta explained that during Ramadan last year, it had managed to collect some 2.5 trillion rupiah, and in 2019, the BASNAS appeared of reaching the figure of some 10 trillion rupiah. In its attempts to achieve this target, BASNAS has made steady efforts to innovate to offer services to the public obliged to pay alms. He said it is now easier to pay zakat than earlier, as people are not required to hand over cash to the BASNAS office, but they can now transfer the money to the bank account. The BASNAS president director elaborated that the people can also utilize finance economy of fintech services to distribute zakat, since it is easier than giving zakat in cash or transferring to bank accounts. And the last item, the mayor of Batam in the Riau Islands, Muhammad Rudi, wants to revive the shipyard industry, which once was known as the finest shipyard throughout Asia Pacific. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Muhammad Rudi on Monday explained that efforts to revive the shipyard industry would include development of its infrastructure, along with assistance from the many industrial concerns in Sagulung. He said that his site will begin operating the shipyard again and will rebuild the road going to the industrial area. He further stated that the government also wanted to improve the roads in Batu Aji and Sagulung to support the shipbuilding industry, while at the same time aiding the local community. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says that the key of prosperity in East Nusa Tenggara province is water. Vice President Yusuf Kalla views candidate chair Islamic approach strategies. And that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, we begin our programming commentary and it will be presented by Rahmana.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The topic of today's commentary is Cultural Diversity Day, Dialogue and World Development. While listener, May 21st is commemorated by Indonesian people as a historical day. Over the past 21 years of the May 21st, the new order power was overturned. However, this date is also important for Indonesia and the world. May 21st is commemorated by the world as a Cultural Diversity Day, a Dialogue and Development. The United Nations, UN, has designated May 21st as the World Day for Cultural Diversity, Dialogue and Development since 2002. This commemoration begins when United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, issued Universal Declaration on Cultural Diversity. Through UN Resolution number 57249, May 21st is designated as a day to commemorate diversity throughout the world. The UN recorded that 75% of the major conflicts occurred in the world today comes from cultural dimension. The UN also launched a dialogue to bridge the culture in a bid to create peace. A simple action suggested by the UN to commemorate the cultural diversity is to visit cultural exhibitions, listen to music from different cultures, and invite neighbors of different religions or tribes to eat together, or watch films that tell a different culture. Indonesia is listed as one of the most diverse countries in terms of culture in the world. The Central Statistics Agency reported that there are 1,128 tribes in Indonesia, spreading over more than 70,000 islands. Cultural diversity is actually a very valuable asset for Indonesia that is dynamic and always developing. No matter how small the changes, all culture in this country developed. Because of developing simultaneously, there are often conflicts between cultural groups. For example, a conflict happened between ethnic Dayaks and Maduraris in Sampit, Kalimantan, conflict between Christian groups and Islam in Ambon, as well as the May 1998 riots which affected ethnic Chinese. However, history also records the success of Indonesian people in overcoming the conflicts with cultural diversity. The Indonesian nation has succeeded in addressing cultural diversity so that it becomes a source of wealth, not a source of splitting. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, we would like to take you to find out more information about historical events that happened on 21st of May in our program Today in History.
Today in History will begin with May the 21st, 1998. Suharto resigns as President of Indonesia. After several demonstrations, riots, political and military pressures, and culminating in the occupation of the House of Representatives building by students, President Suharto resigned on May 21, 1998. The government was continued by the Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie. In his 32-year administration, there has been abuse of power, including corruption and human rights violations. This had caused the end of the Suharto era. May the 21st since then has been commemorated as the Reformation Day. Turning to May the 21st, 2002, World Cultural Diversity Day is celebrated. The United Nations has established May the 21st as the World Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development since 2002. It began when UNESCO issued the Universal Declaration on Cultural Diversity through UN Resolution No. 57249, 21st of May, was established as a day to celebrate diversity throughout the world. According to UNESCO, cultural differences should be a source of wealth rather than division. In addition, intercultural dialogue must also be improved so that each group can understand each other. I'll conclude today in history with May the 21st, 2006, the independence referendum of Montenegro. The 2006 Montenegro independence referendum was held in Montenegro on May the 21st, 2006 to determine the political status of the region. 55.5% of voters support Montenegro independence, and this percentage exceeds the minimum threshold of 55%.
On May the 23rd, the initial results of the referendum were recognized by the 5 permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, so that Montenegro's independence was recognized internationally. On May the 31st, the Referendum Commission officially confirmed the results of the referendum, which showed that the majority of Montenegrins supported independence. Then, on Saturday, June the 3rd, the Assembly of the Republic of Montenegro officially declared Montenegro independence. Well, that was Today in History.
That was our first song by Noah entitled Sajadah Panjang. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will present you our segment My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our good program My Indonesia. For the topic of My Indonesia today is the international world recognizes Indonesian contribution to the global cooperation on disaster risk reduction. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla attended the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction 2019 in Geneva, Switzerland on last Wednesday. In an official statement from the Indonesian delegation at the United Nations meeting, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that there is no single country that can face the disaster impact. Therefore, international cooperation plays a major role to reduce risk and mitigate disaster both at global, regional, national, and local levels. He also emphasized that Indonesia is utterly committed to advancing international cooperation, especially by sharing its experiences in the field of disaster risk reduction. This Indonesian support, according to the Vice President, is expected to contribute to increasing the capacity of other countries in the field of disaster risk reduction. In addition, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that Indonesian commitment in international cooperation has been demonstrated by various initiatives carried out and fostered by other countries, such as through South-South cooperation and triangle cooperation with countries such as Fiji, India, New Zealand, Australia, South Korea, Japan, Switzerland, the United States, and other ASEAN countries. At the event, Vice President Yusuf Kalla also met with leaders from a number of international organizations such as UNHCR, ICRC, and IFRC, IOM, and IOC. On the same day at the meeting, Indonesian contribution to the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction in 2019 was also demonstrated by the role of head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Doni Monardo, as one of the key speakers at the working session with a number of panelists from UN member state and foreign aid agencies. Head of BNPB, Doni Monardo, explained the challenges and risks of disaster facing in Indonesia and innovative policies that prioritize the role of local communities, environmentally based approach, and the use of science and technology and disaster research. He also said that disaster challenges and risks have shaped Indonesian policy in the field of inclusive disaster, development perspective, and investment. His presentation was responded positively by many participants and panelists. Besides attending the forum, he also conducted a series of bilateral meetings with several countries such as Bangladesh, Australia, and New Zealand. During the implementation of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction 2019, the Indonesian delegation made a lot of active contributions. The Indonesian delegation, consisting of representatives of government and Indonesian people, has played a major role mainly as speakers and panelists at various meeting sessions that discuss disaster risk reduction, including issues of technological innovation, inclusiveness, and the role of youth. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Sure. sebatas kenangan dari aku yang dulu. Oh, ku memilih untuk sendiri. Berupaya selalu mengingat dia lagi.
That was the second song by Cheryl Sanavia entitled Kedua Kalinya. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, for the next segment, we will take you to find out more information about the beautiful culture, traditions, and local wisdoms in Indonesia in our program, Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's segment of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to Sipaholon Hot Springs in North Sumatra. Turkey has Cappadocia with the beauty of Pamukkale, a hot springs bathing place with beautiful and well-known white pool. Apparently, Indonesia also has it one called Sipaholon Hot Springs in North Tapanuli. Believe it or not, in fact, Cappadocia and Sipaholon Hot Springs have similarity. These hot springs are surrounded by white limestone hills. Traveling to Sipaholon Hot Springs, you can soak in the warm water while enjoying fresh air of mountain. It is located at Situmeang Habinsaran, Sipaholon District, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra Province. Location of Sipaholon Hot Springs is very strategic and easy to be visited. To visit this tourism object, you only take 7 minutes from Tarutung City because Sipaholon lies on the highway of North Sumatra. While going to Tarutung, you will take around 4 to 5 hours from Medan, the capital city of North Sumatra. To enter the tourism object, you should buy entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah per person. Sipaholon Hot Springs is a natural bathing place which is formed due to Mount Martimbang eruption. Entering to Sipaholon Hot Springs, there are sand mountains on every corner, emitting white color like cotton. Its hot water, which is 40 to 70 Celsius degree, is suitable for relaxing. The sulfur content of this bathing place can cure skin diseases and makes your skin soft. Besides for health, the bathing place is also visited by tourists who love taking pictures. They even come from far places to get the best photograph in the most beautiful place of North Tapanuli. After bathing and soaking in warm water, the visitors usually feel hungry. You can go to the stalls and restaurants which are available around the bathing place. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Seharusnya kini kamu ada dalam pelukku. Habiskan waktu bersamaku. Sementara emosi kita musnahkan semua cerita yang ada tentang kita. Hentikanlah langkahmu untuk pergi dari cintaku. Sesungguhnya ku mau kau kembali jadi milikku lagi. Tanyakan pada hatimu, baby. Masihkah kau punya rasa cinta itu hanya untukku? Hentikanlah langkahmu untuk pergi dari cintaku.
That's the third song by Abdul and the Coffee Theory entitled Izinkan Aku. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, keep streaming to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. For the next segment, we will take you to learn Indonesian language in our program Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a joint initiative between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Cultivation and Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Culture and Education.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, which introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and phrases and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, with the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic this time is Rumah Kamu Bagus, or in English, Your House is Nice. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Rumah Kamu Bagus, which means your house is nice. Joko shows the rooms in his house to Tony. Tony, wow, rumah kamu bagus dan besar, kamu hebat. Ah, tidak, biasa saja. Tidak, ini besar. Selain itu, rumah kamu juga bersih dan rapi. Istri saya rajin membersihkan rumah. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce Indonesian phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, Rumah Kamu Bagus, which means your house is nice. I will say the words 2 times and you can repeat after me. Rumah kamu bagus dan besar. Rumah kamu bagus dan besar, which means your house is nice and big. Kamu hebat. Kamu hebat, which means you are great. Selain itu, which means beside that. Selain itu, rumah kamu juga bersih dan rapi. Selain itu, rumah kamu juga bersih dan rapi, which means besides that, your house is also clean and tidy. Istri, which means wife. Istri saya rajin membersihkan rumah. Which means, my wife diligently cleanses the house. Potong rambut, which means have a haircut. Kamu terlihat lebih cantik, which means you look prettier. In the dialogue, Tony praised Joko. Rumah kamu bagus dan besar. Rumah kamu bagus dan besar. Which means your house is nice and big. Kamu hebat. Kamu hebat, which means you are great. Selain itu, rumah kamu juga bersih dan rapi. Selain itu, rumah kamu juga bersih dan rapi. Which means, in addition, your house is also clean and neat. When giving praise, the group of words that are widely used are usually adjectives. The word bagus, which means nice, besar, which means big or large, bersih, which means clean, rapi, which means neat, rajin, which means diligent, hebat, which means great. All these are adjectives. Examples of other expressions to give praise. Apakah kamu potong rambut, which means did you have a haircut? Kamu terlihat lebih cantik, which means you look more beautiful. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more. Wow, rumah kamu bagus dan besar. Kamu hebat. Ah, tidak, biasa saja. Tidak, ini besar. Selain itu, rumah kamu juga bersih dan rapi. Istri saya rajin membersihkan rumah. That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Masuk lagu pop keempat judul I'm Sorry penyanyi Wheezy. That was our song entitled I'm Sorry by Wheezy. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. And for today's edition, we will present you traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet you again in a segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we present a religious song entitled Salam Lima Waktu by Wali. The song entitled Salam Lima Waktu was composed by Apoy, a guitarist of Wali Band that invites Muslims to perform 5 times prayer in a day and night, starting from Subuh, Zuhur, Ashar, Maghrib, and Isha. The song, which is sung by Faang, vocalist of Wali Band, was inspired when the music group, along with para Wali or Wali's fans and management team, conducting a social movement of 100 Musola Indah, means 100 beautiful mosques. Salam Lima Waktu becomes soundtrack of TV film series entitled Amanah Wali, which was aired on national private television during the holy month of Ramadan 2016. The film was played by personnel of Wali Band. Listener, here is the song Salam Lima Waktu, sung by Wali. Enjoy the song.
Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam.
Apa kabar akhi, sudah sholat ke akhi, dan apa kabar ukhti, dah sholat ke ukhti. Bila sudah sholat, ukhti cantik sangat, begitu pun akhi, gantengnya maksimal. Ayo merapatlah kawan, sholat itu bukan beban. Yo tambah semangat kawan, awas jangan salah kiblat.
Salam lima waktu salam, ayo sholat kawan. Salam lima waktu salam, walaikum salam. Salam lima waktu salam, subuh zuhur asar, maghrib
salah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui. Semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kini kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui. Semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh, oh. Dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga saja
kau sudah ada yang punya,
begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan. Oh, 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 begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan. Kenangan, kenangan, oh, kenangan, kenangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
sanubarimu.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. After this, don't forget to keep listening to other language services broadcast. We will give you another interesting information and of course songs. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Don't forget to like and comment on our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and send us your criticism or suggestions to our email address voi@voinews.id.